Does that mean the same thing to you, queer?
Well, hardly in that case. They'd be awfully careless and awfully thoughtless. Careless, too.
No, I mean, for unusual or strange, would queer be the same thing as unusual or strange?
Well, yes.
If somebody asked you to, say you're in a group, your family, and everybody in your family wants to do one thing, but you don't want to do that, you want to do something else, they'd say to you, don't be so...
Contrary. Obstinate. Contrary would be the word they'd use, so I'd be sure to understand.
Would you ever say, don't be so set?
Yeah, sometimes. Don't be so set in your ways if you're kind of, object to things that they say or do, you know.
Mm-hmm. You ever say bullheaded?
Sometimes.
Pigheaded?
Sometimes. Bullheaded, lots of times. Mm-hmm.
The person who's very easily offended, you say, watch out for her. She's pretty...
Oh, yes, she's pretty touchy.
Mm-hmm. And you say the wrong thing to a man, he's apt to get pretty...
Well, angry or mad.
If he really got upset, he'd be pretty...
Contrary.
And the child's been injured, and the doctor has been called. When he comes, he says, now, first thing you have to remember is to keep...
Quiet.
Or keep... Don't be so excited. Just keep...
Calm. Mm-hmm.
Or he says to her, don't... everything will be all right. Just don't...
Don't worry.
At the end of the day, you're very...
Tired.
In fact, you're all...
All in.
In fact, you're all worn...
All worn out.
You're all fagged out?
Fagged out.
Tuckered out?
Tired. Tired. Very tired.
Person became ill, say, yesterday. Your neighbor became ill. You might say that yesterday she... Sick. She...
Yes, she was some... Yesterday she was okay.
But yesterday was when she got this. So yesterday
she became ill.
Or sick.
Or sick, yes.
Became sick?
Yesterday she... Yes, yes.
Became ill, but she might... She got...
Sick yesterday. She... Yesterday she was okay, but... yesterday she got sick.
Got sick.
Got sick, yes.
In fact, a cold was the problem. Yesterday she...
Had a cold.
What did you say? That's when she contracted it?
Yes.
Yesterday she...
Yesterday she had a cold, and today she's sick.
When she had it, that's when she first got it, let's say.
Yes, she got a bad cold. Gosh, that's what I would say.
She got a cold.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, her voice disappeared. She became kind of...
Hoarse.
And she started to...
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said to her, well, haven't you your medicine? Haven't you
gargled your throat?
Or
taken any medicine?
She said, well, I didn't know I was supposed to. I didn't know you told me to. And you said, what's the matter? Are you?
It's deaf.
So finally she, the medicine.
Finally she took her medicine.
If I'd go out in the field and work, my shirt would have to be all wet.
Sweat.
You might say, yesterday I very hard.
I worked very hard. And sweat. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't say perspiration. We'd say sweat. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes some people will get on their neck a thing that gets some stuff in the middle of it.
A boil or a carbuncle.
They the same thing?
No, they're different. A boil has just one, what we call core. That comes out, and sometimes a carbuncle always has two or more.